Yeah, you are with Tom and Alex this morning. It's about 7:45.
Well, he's a hip-hop legend, revered by a whole bunch of people in the industry. You may have heard a bit of his record that we played here at Triple J last year, The Ecstatic. We're talking about Mos Def, and he's coming to the country to play a few shows around the place, and we have him on the line this morning. G'day, Mos. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Oh, no worries. Good to be with you guys, man.
Good to have you here. Unfortunately, it's not in the best circumstances because a show you were intending to do tonight in Brisbane has had to be postponed for some inclement weather.
Yeah, for inclement weather, and also one of my bandmates, Preservations, also one of the producers on several projects that maybe he's also the DJ with the band. He had taken ill last week, so we don't like to break the band up, you know. We like to keep the original crew and clan together, so we're just waiting for Prez to, you know, get over his illness and come out to be with you guys. We actually been really looking forward to this trip. And it's been a while since I've been in Australia. Last time I was there, it was really great. I was out on Byron Bay, and we visited Melbourne and Sydney, and we had a great time. So I've been looking forward to being out there with you guys.
Yeah, right, man. Well, sorry to hear the sad news, but we are looking forward to you coming out. So tonight's gig at the Tivoli in Brisbane has been postponed. We'll give you the new dates for that Brisbane show very shortly. But when you do eventually get to Brisbane and when you play these shows around the country, Mos, what can people expect from the live show, The Ecstatic Tour?
Well, you know, it's a lot of energy. It's good vibration. It's beautiful. It's sharp. It's clean. It's funky. It's going to be a lot of, you know, classic materials, not just my recordings, but, you know, songs and music that we love. Preservation spins a lot of great vinyl and classics. There'll be a lot of Dilla, all of the Dilla fans.
Awesome.
And, you know, just doing my favorite songs of The Ecstatic.
Yeah, great.
We want to bring some beauty and some good vibrations to the people.
Ooh, excellent. But as well as doing the live shows that people may have seen before, you're also doing something really unique for a touring artist, Mos, and that's doing a tour of Central Australia. Can you tell us a little bit about the Red Earth Road Trip?
Well, yeah, you know, Central Australia is kind of it was an area that we were interested in because it is, you know, they say a lot of people don't normally tour there, you know, and I like to see the places where they're kind of off the world travel path.
And you're not only just going there, Mos Def, you're also doing music workshops and cultural exchange activities with a couple of indigenous communities sort of around Uluru and around those communities. What's involved in the Mos Def workshop? Like, do you just print off your lyrics and say, okay, this is how the flow goes? Like, what's involved? What do you
actually
do?
Well, I mean, there's definitely part of that, but I'm more curious to see, like, what the traditions are of the native people, how they respond to the music, what they hear in it, and what the relationship that they have with our music and our culture and how it relates to their culture and traditions. I'm really curious to see not only what, you know, we can share, but what we can learn and come to like a deeper understanding and appreciation.
On Triple J this morning, we're chatting to Mos Def, who has announced the Red Earth Road Trip alongside, in conjunction with his tour of Australia. And if you want to support this Red Earth Road Trip and the Indigenous communities that Mos will be going to, you can also you can do so by having a bit of a party with Mos after your gigs in Brisbane, Melbourne and Sydney. What are these you get a ticket to these parties, Mos, and people can donate their money to come and party with you. What would you expect as a after party with Mos Def?
Well, I mean, you know, we like to have a good time.
A lot of beauty at the after party? Sounds like a lot of beauty during the tour. Is that also going to be the after party?
Well, you know, beautiful people come in all, you know, shapes and stripes, and we're not about beauty on the outside. It's a good vibration. People with good, you know, hearts and spirits, you know, want to come enjoy themselves and enjoy each other in a good, positive way. So we're looking forward to, you know, just experiencing the people and, you know, sharing the music. I'm looking forward.
Will I get laid if I go to a Mos Def after party?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Preservation to definitely have, but he just got back from Egypt, so he's got some classics, some great material from Egypt and that region, and, you know, expect to hear some really rare classic material that you might not hear at loud volumes ever anywhere.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm hooked. I'll see you there. Thank you so much for having a chat to us this morning on Triple J, and we can't wait to see you when you play these shows.
Thank you, and all of our prayers and you know, thoughts, regards go to all of the people affected by the flooding out there in Brisbane. You know, may God bless and keep you, to everyone who had losses of property, our loved ones. We keep our thoughts and prayers with you, and we're looking forward to seeing you. We hope we could bring you some positive, you know, vibration, a good heart lift in the troubling times. So God bless you all.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups, Tom and Alex on Triple J.